Thursday the 2nd of August, Rabbi Zachariah Jacobson, Kibbutz Al for B'nai Noam.
Mor Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph. Dorash Ula Rabba Apischol de Ben Yisriya. This is the Gemara concerning Kibbutz Avayim. So the Gemara says, Maitech Siv Yiduch Hashem Kol Malchei Yoret Kishomim Meificho. The Gemara says, Maim Meificho Loi Nehma Eloim Meificho. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Anoichi v'lo yilecha, the guy looked at HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little cynical. Amu, umay sa'olam, l'chavid atmo hu doyresh. But kiven sha'oma, kabid tzavicho v'esimecho, as soon as he said, kabid tzavicho v'esimecho, chodru v'hoidu l'mamoritz yishoynois. Oh, they accepted, they went back and they thought back, you know, they changed their mind, they accepted the aseret hadibros. And what we need to understand is, what is unique about Kabbalah Zavicha which made them change their mind? Why did they change their opinion? So the Mashal says that Kibud Av, honoring parents, is a mitzvah sichlis v'nimutis. Means it's something which is logical, it makes sense, and it's the right way of behaving. Sichlis v'nimutis. So this mitzvah is logical and appeals to the other nations. Are they actually obligated to keep Mitzvah Kibbutz Avayim? Or is it no chiv at all, and it's just something they do? I'd like to share with you a couple of sources, Gemara's Midrashim, which seem to be conflicting, seem to be contradicting each other, the sources contradict each other. And then I'd like to go into the Shitta of the Rambam. To begin with, I'd like to quote to you a Gemara Megillah. The Gemara is Megillah Daf Yud Zayin. Starts on the base to Zayin on the base and goes on to Yud Zayin on Megillah Yud Zayin on the Dalas. The Gemara proves there that Talmud Torah is extremely great, is greater than the Kibbutz Avayim, because Yaakov Avinu in the 14 years he was in Shem Ve'Aven, he was learning Torah, he was not punished for not seeing his father. However, the 22 years which remained from those 36 years, he was punished that Yosef was unable to see Yosef for those years. And the Gemara says that it was an oynesh, which Yaakov was punished for not seeing his father, not being mechaber his father. Now there's Rishonim, it's actually a Shailin, the Proshas Drochim, there's Rishonim which take on that, which are of the opinion that there's no Din Yisrael to the Ovos. The Ovos had a Din Ben Noyach, they had a Din of the Goyim. Before Matan Torah, Jews and non-Jews had a Din of a Ben Noyach. So surely from this Gemara, according to those Rishonim, this Gemara would imply that the Goyim, the Bnei Noyach, are obligated with the Mitzvah of Kibbutz Avayim, because if they're not obligated, why is Yaakov being punished? There's a Medrash Rabbah, which is very, very clear. Again, only works according to the opinion of the Rishonim, the Ritva and Kiddushin, and there's other Shonim. the Rishonim say that the Ovis had a din of Ben Noyach. So there's another Medrash. The Medrash says concerning Avraham Avinu, and this is in Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Lametes, Piska Zayin, where it says, Lech Lecha, the prophet says, Lech Lecha. What's Lecha? So the Medrash says, you, Avraham Avinu, I'm exempting you. You're exempt from Kibbutz Avayim. Other people, I'm not, you know, they wouldn't be exempt from Kibbutz Avayim, but you are potter. The implication here is that everybody else is chayim from Kibbutz Avayim. And everybody else similar to Avraham Avinu, being that the Bnei Noach are chayim from Kibbutz Avayim. A few years ago, when I mentioned to Reb Chaim Kaufman that I was speaking about this Indian, he mentioned to me a Targum Yonasan concerning Yosef, that Yosef went to Paro and told him, you know, that his father, his long lost father, he's found his parents, his father, he's found his brothers, and Paro instructs him, and says to him in Vayigash chapter 9, hey, Pasuk Yotes, He tells him, you're commanded, and the Targum Yonasan says, what do you mean, you're commanded? Who's commanding you? So he says, V'ant Yosef, Nifkad Be'ikar Avicha, you're commanded in Kibbutz Avim. So again, we have a source concerning a Ben Noach Yosef, before Matan Torah, he's a Ben Noach, and it says that he was obligated on Kibbutz Avim. So we see before Matan Torah, when the Yidin had the din of a Ben Noach according to some Rishonim, we see there's a mitzvah on Kibbutz Avim. However, there's sources which contradict this. I'd like to begin with the Gemara Nozit of Samach Aleph. The Gemara Nozit is discussing whether Goyim Kutim have a din of Naziris. Straight to the point, the Gemara says it wants to prove from the parasha of Naziris, where it refers to that a Nozit, the halacha of the Nozit may not come to his father and the mother. And the Gemara says, one minute, a Nozit has a father and mother, din. Kibbutz Avim. Goyim don't have din. The Lashon of the Gemara is that there's Ein Av, She'ein Loi Av. Yotza Ovi Kachom, She'ein Loi Av. He's got no father. And then the Gemara wants to know, what does it mean he's got no father? Does it mean he's got no father with regards to Yerusha? No, the Gemara says, of course, Yerusha, Goyim have got Yerusha. Says the Gemara, Elav Misha Muzah Kibbutz Avim. And Tosfos says clearly that Goyim are not Muzah on Kibbutz Av. So, well, here we have a clear Gemara. More knowledge about Samachalif on Medalif, where the Gemara says that Goyim have no chiv of Kibbutz Av. We'll see there's Hashem if there's something to stress that says Ein Loi Av the Goyim. Ein Loi Muzal Kibbutz Av, Kibbutz Avim. There's a famous Gemara which comes to mind, it's the Gemara Dom and Nesina, which is also Gedushin Daf Lamedalif, the next piece of Gemara, where the Gemara starts off, Boy, my name is Rabullah, Abhechon Kibbutz Av. Aim. How, you know, to what extent does one have to go for Kibbutz Av aim? And then the Gemara says, "Suru ru'u, go out and see." My otta over kichovim echol ba'ashkeloin, v'domim v'nesina shemoi. That pam achas bichu chachovim pragmatia v'shishim ribo ischa v'yem afteach munach tachas merashoisa shalovit. That they want to do a big, you know, big business deal. 60,000. The gains would be 60,000, and the key was munaf tachas merashes shalov. The key of what? The key of the chest. So what's the problem? Go and smash up the chest. Yeah, so that sort of money, break the box. What's the problem? Tosfos says from Yishalmi that his legs, that we don't know, is his legs are lying on the box. The legs of his father are lying on the box. So the problem with the key and the problem with the box. So now. So what did he do? So the Gemara also says that and then the Gemara says Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Shalosh Rav Elezer Avhechon Kibbutz Avim, and he said the similar story about Dom and Sina, that he says it was they bikshu mimenu chom avonim le'efay v'shishim ribo yischa, and some say it was 80,000 was the scha. At the end of the day, this was the same thing, the same idea, that the key was underneath his head, the head of his father, he didn't want to upset him. And then it goes on further about Torah and how he got his money back. But the key point we want to bring out this Gemara is the final, the concluding words of the Gemara. Omer of Chanina, umami she'einoi mitzuvah v'oiseh. Look at Bob Dom and Sina, is it einoi mitzuvah v'oiseh, kach? So mitzvah v'aisa lachas kama v'kama. So how much more so we, who are mitzvah v'aisa, we're commanded, you know, we should be so careful and sensitive to the covet of our parents. So now, we see this Gemara says it's einoi mitzvah v'aisa. Now, the Rav Tzavah, the Tzvi Ben Yomin Oyebach, who is the Pirish of the Eshkol, the Nachal Eshkol. The Pirish is called the Nachal Eshkol. He says this, right, this actual Gemara is not such a strong raya. Because we find that the Gemara in Bava Kama says, when the Hakadosh Baruch Hu saw that the goyim were not behaving themselves, so he took away the schar of the goyim, rova yatim, goyim. That they've got the mitzvah to do. Of course, they have to do it, but they have the din of eina mitzvah v'oisa. I mean, they are obligated to do the mitzvah, so you couldn't really bring a raya from here when the Gemara calls them an eina mitzvah v'roisa. So let's try the next raya. Gemara Sanhedrin Numvava Mevez. Well, Tanya, Efa mitzvahs nitztavu Yisroel b'mora. There were 10 mitzvahs that Klal Yisroel were commanded in Mora. Sheva shekiblu aleim bnei noyach. V'yisif aleim dinim v'shabbos v'kibudav. There were 7 which they already knew about. There was the 7 mitzvahs bnei noyach. And an extra 3, which they, as a sample for Matan Torah, they got an extra 3 mitzvahs. Dinim Shabbos to Kibbutz. What does that imply? That implies, until now, no one was commanded with the mitzvah, until no one had been commanded with the mitzvah of Kibbutz. Means going, we're not commanded with Kibbutz. So far, we've had 3 Gemaras, where suddenly the implication is that Goyim have no mitzvah of Kibbutz aim. I'd like to finish off with one medrash. It's a medrash Rabin Rus. Pashbei Piske Yud Gimel on the pasuk of Atayim Enormi L'shtei Chalisel Lechno Shoyvno Isha Levei Imo talks about, you know, she was telling each one to go to the house of the mother, why not the house of the father? What's wrong with father? So Moritz says a very interesting story about Avnimus Agardi, who was a guy Meisei Imoi, his mother died, but Ola Rab Meir and Rab Meir the Tana went to the Haris Leipolim, was sitting shiva, his mother died and the guy was sitting shiva. So Rav Meir went to the Haris Leipolim. And he saw them sitting Avelim. It means they were giving honour to their parents who were sitting in Avelim. La'achaz man makes Oviv. The same guy lost his father. So Rav Meir and Rav Meir Haris Leipolim. He saw them busy, you know, work as usual. Omalei, he said to him, Kemeduma ani, it appears to me, Shim Chaviva lecha yishma avicha, that you liked your mother more than your father. So on the late, he answered back, you know, from with Rus, you know, each one is naturally, you've got the inclination towards the mother, not the father. What's this lashon she'ein av lecha? We had this lashon in the Gemara Nazi. In Ovis, the goyim are different because in Ovis, what was the lashon of the Gemara? She'ein le'av. And here we have a similar lashon, she'ein av lecha. In fact, the Radal on the Medrash is Medaiklis and learns from the Medrash, understands from the Medrash of the source that Goyim are not Mitzvah and Kibbutz. The Kibbutz aim, we see they are. Because the very same Medrash seems to say he made a fuss of his mother. So now we have to understand here, this Gemara seems to be interesting. Until now we've had clear Gemara, so either for or against. This Gemara seems to be in between. This Medrash seems to be in between. So just to quickly recap what we've seen so far. So far, we've started off with a Gemara in Kiddushin, where we saw that the Goyim certainly value the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim. It appeals to them. We want to know whether there's a chiv for them, the actual chiv in our Torah for them to keep Kibbutz, to observe this mitzvah. We have the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin, which there the Gemara said Yaakov was punished. We had Medroshim. We had a Targum Yonasan, which gave an implication that they are obligated, because if someone's been punished, certainly then he must be obligated. And just to actually add, which something I forgot to mention, is that Yad Avraham Shulchan Aruch wants to bring a raya from Chom. Now Chom was punished for being Mevada Noyach. You could be Mechalik, my Rebbe Avraham Aryeh Cohen Shlita. He wants to Mechalik and says that you can't really bring a raya from Bizui. Maybe Bizui is worse, being actually, you know, doing something, you know, positively bad. You know, Sheval Tas Machim Mechabed the father, that may be, you know, maybe they're not commanded. But to actively go and be Mevazah the father, maybe they can't do that. So that, he wasn't so happy with that Raya of the Yad Avraham from Chom. But then on the other hand, we have the Gemaras, Nazir, Kiddushin, Sanhedrin, which implied that the Goyim are not Mitzvah on Kibbutz Aveim, and then we have this Medrash and Rus, which seems to be in between the Pshara. Now the Agos Radal, I mentioned the Agos Radal on the Medrash, says that Medrash was a riot, there's no Kibbutz for the father. He says this is not like the Rambam. Now the Rambam is in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Hei, Halacha Yudalef. The Rambam says, Hager Ofur Lekalel Oviv Ha'akum, Ula Toisei. He's not allowed to be Mekalel his father and hit his father. And he can't despise him. The Goyim shouldn't say, we're talking about a ger, he's now Jewish, and he can't treat his father, who's, as you know, a ger, a new entity, a new being, just a new birth. And yet, the halacha is he has to treat his father, who's not Jewish, with respect. Tamim avadim shlo yoimu, that they shouldn't say, the goyim shouldn't say. Bonu mikedusha chamur lekedusha kala. Look at these Jews. They leave our religion, which is, you know, sophisticated, so, you know, so rich with laws. And this person left with such a rich religion to go to this obsolete, easygoing, you know, religion where, look, beforehand he had to honor his father, and now he doesn't. So then, so what does the Rambam finish off? And a noble mixes COVID. The Rambam says he has to give him COVID. The Rambam mentions that a ger has to be mechabed. He doesn't just say elo shulo yevazeh. He says elo noyboy mixes kovet. So the Rambam is clear that a ger has to be mechabed his father, because we're worried what the goyim will say. We're worried the goyim will turn around and say their religion is an easy way out. It's not as rich in the laws as our religion. Kedusha kala, he's got kedusha chamur and kedusha kala. So if you can see very clearly that the goyim are, according to the Rambam, mitzvon kibud av aim, because the Rambam is saying that a ger had to mechabed his father, because previously, before he became Jewish, he was mechabed his father.
And
because chel Hashem, what is the chel Hashem? Because everybody is mechabed the father. I mean, the goyim are mechabed the father. The goyim are mitzvon kibud av aim. We're going to see that. That's going to be two explanations to explain how that explains Rambam. Now, this lashon of bono kedusha, bono kedusha chamor kedusha kala, is a borrowed lashon. It's a lashon which the Gemara talks about when we talk about the arayin. Now, a ger, although he's the kotan shenoy ledami, although he's a new entity, he's not allowed to marry the relations which he was forbidden to marry as a ben noyach. Ben noyach are related to the mishpacha se'em, kur mishpacha. So he's not allowed to go and marry into members of his previous family, who is, before he became Jewish, his sister, etc., from the same mother. Will not be allowed to marry his mother, etc. So that is bon kedusha chamur kedusha kala. Because if he would turn around, and if they would be in his time, go and marry them, people would turn around and say, look at this religion, you know, they're allowing to marry, his mother, and previously he wasn't. Now the Beis Hillel, the Yad Avraham actually says, I am Beis Hillel who asked. So I've looked up the Loshen. I'd like to quote you the Loshen. He asks as a Tzorich Ian on the Rambam. And we're going to have answers. Heich ola adat aloyma. Bon mikdush chamur adush akal. How can you use such a reason? Bishle megabe erbot yivomit chof beis. Issa behedja the akum asurim b'shera ein. There we have explicit, the Torah is very clear that goyim are osa. We see very clearly that goyim are osa with their relations which are, you know, from the mother and not from the father. That's what we see from Avraham Avinu. And gesh and this guy conscious of the dami, and therefore gesh and this guy conscious of the dami, really the emissary is mortal. But also in kush for yomu, bottom of kushcha mor chamor lekushcha kala. That the emissary of Torah, this guy would be allowed to marry his relatives from prior before he was Jewish. But now, because we're worried what the goyim will say, the chel Hashem, we're worried what they're going to say. Therefore, it was forbidden. I forgot that I'm a kala or makar of it. Like mitzina b'shum makarim, so ben noich mitzuva is there. Very strong lashon. So we don't find anywhere that ben noich is mitzuva. We just saw that they were makarim when in mitzuva. They need to come with sheetahs that the obvious were didn't have the cloudy. So I mean, this is a big shining precious drachen, and there's rishonim. But he took on something, he's got that on the sheet, and he said, therefore, look, it seems that some of us there look at Mitzvah out there. It's not one of the seven Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. And then he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin Nunvav, and he quotes other Gemaras. Therefore, he finishes off in King Tzorich Ian, Minayin le Rambam din zeh gavei hakov klol aloy mashlo yoimu. How does the Rambam know to equate these, you know, this, din arayas with this, din bishlo mid arayas? We can understand why you use such a lashon, because it's very clear the goyim are mitzvah on arayas. Therefore, they were mitzvah there, and they're not mitzvah. You as a ger, not the emes, not mitzvah. But we're worried what the goyim will say. But here, if the goyim are not God tzivuah kibud av aim, it's not clear. There's no source, says the Beis Hillel, that the goyim are commanded to honor their parents, and therefore, if they're not commanded, how can you use such an expression of bonus kedusha kamor kedusha kala? He says tzorichim. Now the So that is the question of Prashas Rachim, that what is, how do you actually define the Ovis? How do you, when looking at the Ovis, what were they? Were they Jews or the Rebbe Gunnar was Yisrael or not?
Yaakov is Nenesh.
So therefore, if that is the question, if Yaakov is Nenesh and they got a din of Ben Noach, that would be a Raya that Ben Noach is Metzuma. So this is that is exactly the point.
Eitzot
is Mitzvah. Mitzvah is Mitzvah, yeah. Is that alright? Now, Rebbe Kiva Eger, he wants to suggest, he was bothered by this question, he has a few words in his comment, in his commentary. He wants to suggest, to answer this question, that they're not actually commanded on Kibbutz Aveim. So what Rav Kiviger says is, he just quotes the Sefer Poyos Yosef, and he says, Hainu b'nimu sehem. What do we mean, b'on mikdush chamura, that you left the strict religion? Hainu b'nimu sehem. Not that they were commanded on Kibbutz Aveim, no. It's that b'nimu sehem, the way they behave. This is how they act. It's accepted. It appeals to them. This is how, you know, we bring up our children. That we are to honor, you know, honor your parents. And therefore they'll see that, look, this Jew, he's become Jewish and he's not honoring his parents anymore. So he therefore learns it's not, Kivega and his priestess is learning that not to take the Rambam literally, that's compared to Harais in the literal sense. No, it's a borrowed Lashon. It's the same sort of idea that you create the Chilul Hashem, but it's not actually the same. Now Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't like this from Kivega. He's got two questions. And we won't have time to actually go into the questions of Rav Moshe. It's in Yerodea, Chalif based in Kuflamas. But before, by way of introduction, before we actually go into Rav Moshe, I'd like to ask a question. Now, we've discussed for the last 21 minutes, 22 minutes, we've discussed what is, you know, are Goyim obligated or not in Kibbutz Aveim? But where is the source? If they are obligated, where is the source? So, Rav Zvi Binyamin Oyerbach, in his Pirush in Nachal Eshkol and the Eshkol, he suggests, there's a suggestion, a fantastic suggestion, that the Gemara Chulin, that Tavi Beis says, at the bottom of the Omer, that the Goyim accepted on themselves 30 mitzvahs. Now Rashi learns, Rashi understands that the actual, the Lashon of the Gemara, to be exact, is that they've already accepted on themselves 30 mitzvahs. The Yishalmi actually has a different girsa. Most kids quote the Yishalmi that they will accept on themselves 30 mitzvahs. But the girsa of the Gemara is they have accepted 30 mitzvahs. And Rashi says, lo yisparish, you know which ones. It's not explicit. We don't know which ones they are. And there are svarim which list these mitzvahs. And one of the svarim was shown to me by Rav Omari Cohen, is of Shmuel Bar Chofni Gaon. So I looked at the Sefer, it's actually originally, it was Arabic, I think it was translated into Hebrew. And I counted, you know, which one, I went through them, and I counted which one was Kibbutz. Kibbutz was one of them. And it happened to be 21st mitzvah, Chof Aleph, Kibbutz. So the 21st mitzvah, which he says is, of the 30 they accepted, was Kibbutz. He's correct. Receiving on earth is correct, but this was one of the 30 mitzvahs. They accept on themselves Bishvur. Now when they're going to accept on themselves Bishvur, it's like, possibly comes under the gezel of the seven mitzvahs Birchas Hashem. If they break that shvur, it's against Birchas Hashem. But this, in fact, is not very, very, not a simple matter at all, because we're assuming now that if a goy accepts on himself the shvur, he has to carry out, and that's what he said. However, the Be'er Basod in Bereishis, chapter Memvav, Pasuk Yud, he brings a Mishnah Merach of Perek Yud Melachim Malacha Zayin, who's not clear, he's actually in doubt whether Ben Noach is Mechuv to Mekayim Shvur. So this is a Shaila, you know, to whether this answer is a good answer or not. So it's a Shaila. But based on the fact that Goyim are commanded, they have to keep the Shvur, we have an answer, because they accepted on themselves 30 mitzvahs and one of them is Kibbutz Aveim. That would be a thought. And then the other answer that Shibin Yom Rav says is that it's dinim, it's logical, it's things that would make sense, it's things that you expect people to laws to be put in place, you know, to honor your parents, it's respect. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Chelik Beis of Yerodea, as I said, he's unhappy with Kiv Eged Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam uses as a loshon, which is the Raisa. He wants to say, the Moshe wants to say, it is the Raisa, but there's no source. It is the Raisa they have to keep Kiv Eged Pshat, and there's no source in the Torah that they have to keep Kiv Eged Pshat. Why is that? Because Ramosh is no different to bad Shlechta Midas. HaKadosh Baruch will be Toiveh, and you'll punish the nations for Midas, of sadism and bad Midas. You'll treat Jews and non-Jews the same when it comes to bad Midas. And Midas are not written in the Torah. Not written anywhere in the Torah. You've got to keep, you know, have Midas Toiveh. Not necessarily written clearly. It's not spelled out as clear as it is in the Moses form. You know, that we have Midas Toiveh. Yet, HaKadosh Baruch will Toiveh. Why? Because things which are sichnius like that, Midas, which are sichnius, the way behavior, doesn't have to be written. It becomes the writer. Therefore, says Ramosha, what is, as we said, the appeal to the Goyim, this idea of Kibbutz of Emy, because it's not to be a Kofri Tova. Parents who brought up the child from a young age and put all those koichas into the child to be a Kofri Tova. And just to ignore and not reciprocate, not to give back to the parents and to honour the parents for what they've done for you, that's being a kofri toiva. That's bad midas, and therefore becomes doraisa. I'd just like to conclude and prove the pshat of the Rambam from an earlier rishon, like with Kiv Eged. The Eshkol was the father-in-law of the Raivad. His name was Rabbeinu Avraham Rabbi Yitzchok, and he and Hilchas Milo Yeladus Chol Vegerim, page 126 in this edition, he says, "Afal pish ein oves lenochri." Listen to this hakdama. "Afal pish ein oves lenochri," and we already know that lashon. "Ein oves lenochri" means there's no fear. They're not more than kibud over ein. Mikotz, he's already said, they're not commanded on Kibbutz Avim. Mikol Mokim, also the Gela, Hako, Yisrael, the Galil, Ovid, Anotik, same halach of the Rambam. And look how he concludes. Mamish like the Rambam. Shloyom Ubonu Mikidusha Chamul of Dusha Kala. So the Kashas, which Mekiva Eker, which Moshe asked on Rambam, they use it. So Rosh, look, the Eshkol's using this lotion. And even though it's only a drabbat, even though there's no chiyuv min atzayr of kibud avim, yet the Eshkol uses this lashon and says shelo yoyim uvanu kedusha chamur kedusha chalav. It will be the chilul Hashem that they'll see. The goyim will see. Look, you're not honoring your parents, and look, you've left our religion to go to a religion where you don't honor your parents. That's the chilul Hashem. And he says, even though ain avos lenochri, there's no chiyuv, yet they've still got to do it. So what's going to be the pshat? The pshat is because that's the way they behave. They're not mitzvah. What's the chilul Hashem then? They're not mitzvah. Because that's the way they behave. That's what Nimus saying. And you can use this lashon even for Nimus saying, which means that if there's a certain accepted behavior, this is the way we behave, and then you become Jewish, and then you don't have to behave that way anymore towards the previous parents. So then this is creates the chilul Hashem. This is the raya according to Kiv Eged. Just like to conclude with a couple of questions. And a very quick answer. According to Rabbi Kiv Eged, we have to understand why is the difference between father and mother now. Because then they've got a medrash that says they're mitzvah on kibud aim. Right, they're not mitzvah on kibud av. That's how the Rabbi Kiv Eged learned the Rambam. That they're not mitzvah on kibud av aim. They're not commanded with kibud av aim. They do not have to honor the father. But we saw the medrash that they've got to honor the mother. How will we explain Yaakov Avinu? Why is Yaakov being punished for his father? If there's no tzivri, there's no command. They're not commanded on kibud av aim. And what will Ramosha do with the other Gemaras? Very quick, I saw the Tamoite Shalarov Pashas Vayesha, and also the Divrei Shol, which is quoted by the Magolis Hayam. They say that Goyim are different to us in the sense that we have a certain way of clarifying information. We can work out certain things through a system called Roiv, majority. Goyim do not have Roiv, they've got to have 100% evidence. So we know for sure. See, if you go to the hospital, you can see straight away whose mother is this child is, because it's just something physical. The child, we've seen very clearly the child coming from this mother. But from a father, how do you know it's the father? Person says, "I'm the father." But today, yes, it's DNA. But how, in those days, how would you know who the father is? So you'd rely on Royce. Majority of cases, the man who's with this woman is the father of the child. Goyim don't have that. So therefore, Goy is not a Tzuvon Kibud Av Shein Av L'Ovish. You know why? He's got no father. He's got no proof. It's his father. That's what it means, Ein Av L'Goy. That's how he learns, Ein Av L'Goy. And with that, it's answered why there's this difference between a mother and a father. Thank you very, very much for listening.